Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Veterans Day. We're celebrating Veterans Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it with our good friend Adrienne Guillermo. She's the CEO and the owner of Diversity Partners. Give us that website again, Adrienne.
I would like everybody to go to vetsgroup.org. If you are a veteran-run business, if you're a veteran-run business, a small business, or if you're a veteran and you need a job, you can contact me at leavenoveteranbehind at gmail.com. We are here to help.
And that's a new program you're working on, right, with the airports? Tell us about that.
Yes. I approached Avis Budget Group, and by the way, the most wonderful corporation in the world when it comes to diversity and working with small businesses. So if anybody's a small business out there, Avis Budget Group is one of the top people I've ever met when it comes to diversity. I approached them about a year ago and gave them an explanation that I felt that veterans would be more comfortable and close to their culture at working at airports. Airports are a city unto themselves. I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah.
They're their own little city. they have hundreds and hundreds of small businesses in there. And they have hundreds of opportunities for people to be employed there. Decided that, again, the culture of the airport is very close to military culture. And as you can imagine, there are many, many veterans that have been running and working at airports for, you know, hundreds of years now. Even the founder, Warren Avis, was a bomber pilot in World War II. So, anyway, I approached them and asked them if their businesses would help me by hiring veterans, and we would hold opportunity fairs and B2B and for small businesses at every major airport in the United States. And you know, of course, I put my foot in my mouth, and they said, "Go ahead, Adrian, go do it." And along with the American Association of Airport Executives and the Airport Minority Advisory Council, who's the watchdog for the airports, mm-hmm. When it comes to diversity, we've put together opportunity fairs at every major airport.
Opportunity fairs. So these are events where veterans could come to the fair and learn about how they could find different opportunities that might suit them in an airport environment.
Yes, and all the businesses from the airport and even some of the outside businesses will be there to shake your hand.
Right.
And let you know what jobs are available in that geographic location,
mm-hmm.
and also what business opportunities are.
And you
available.
Know what else? Many of these veterans have already have a secret clearance code.
Oh my God! Yes.
Many of them have already received as high as a secret clearance.
A lot of veterans have high clearance, and those veterans, of course, the door is open. But also, Jim, the younger veterans that never had a job, that walked into that military at 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
and came back at 23, their training and their leadership is you can't get it anywhere else.
That's right. The bearing they have, the fact that they've not only been trained, they've received training, but if they got to the point where they were at least a corporal, they trained people.
So
a lot of people think that the officers run the military. NCOs run the military.
yes, it's always
as a former officer, I can tell you, my NCOs ran my unit.
I felt again that the airport culture was the the right place for them. It'll be better for sustainability on jobs. There's a camaraderie there at the airport that is next to none when it comes to our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in a wonderful organization called the Vets Group that is the welcome mat when the veteran walks in to give them advice, teach them a little bit about the different government programs that are out there,
right,
that can help them. But again,
Adrian, I've got to wrap it up. I just want to say thank you before I go. I just want to thank you because year after year after year, ladies and gentlemen, Adrian, over all these years I've known her, she just keeps fighting for veterans. Adrian, you're one of our heroes, and on behalf of veterans, we thank you for all the things you do for us.
And Jim, you know you're my hero when it comes to small businesses. So happy Veterans Day to you, Jim, and
thanks
to all the veterans out
thanks,
there.
Thanks, Adrian. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.